Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hey, thanks for joining us here today and tuning in to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We got a great show lined up for you as always, but first, there's a lot going on.
Well, first of all, if you go to the event section of ConsciousTalk.net, you're going to find many things, and more June events are starting to go up, and congratulations to the persons who got the Deva Premal and Me 10 tickets. You'll find that in the event section. But also, Vitamin Life in Redmond continues with their free natural health lecture series, which is a great thing. We love that they are giving back to our community this way. The one coming up this weekend is about hidden connections. It's how your organs and various areas in your body are connected in ways that you didn't know. So that will be a fascinating one. All of the details are, of course, in the event section of ConsciousTalk.net.
And also want to let you know that we tune into a lot of groups and grassroots groups, food groups, and environmental groups. And one of the food groups has put out a list of the fish that are actually safe for us to eat as far as tuna goes. Wild Planet, an American tuna, Whole Foods 365 are the top three. Wild Planet, American tuna, and Whole Foods 365. The worst are Starkist, Bumblebee, and Chicken of the Sea. They're the most polluted. So you want to stay away from those.
Yeah, it's interesting. Wild Planet, it's been carried recently by Costco, which is one of our local companies that we're actually proud of when they carry those kinds of products. Mm-hmm.
Also want to remind you that we're still doing the GoFundMe for the horse Winnie, and it's up on our Facebook page at ConsciousTalk.net, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you know, we want to do what's best for our pets, but are medical procedures and testing the best way to keep them healthy? Well, we'll have a chat with Maria Reich, a canine nutritionist and author of 1,000 Lifetimes, the story of a woman and her dog, both sides of the tale. Then also stopping by, how stressed are you these days? New Spirit Journal publisher Krista Gibson returns to spread some wisdom about handling stress. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Maria Reich. She's a certified canine nutritionist and co-owner of the Pet Health and Nutrition Center. Now, she's trained in canine science and has worked with animals for decades, specializing in helping support animals with an impressive array of holistic protocols, including nutrition, herbs, whole food supplements, homeopathic remedies, and other modalities for natural healing. You've heard us talk about all of these things, and we're not sure how many of you apply this to your pets as we do, but that's what we're going to find out. So, Maria, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, also, you know, you wrote a book, 1,000 Lifetimes, the story of a woman and her dog, both sides of the tale. Maybe quickly you can, you know, give us a little synopsis of, we want people to buy the book, obviously, but then, you know, why was this, why are dogs so special to you?
Well, the book is actually a dual memoir. So it's my story, but it's my story, the story of Celeste as well. And Celeste was my deaf rescued pit bull. And through animal communication, she relates her story from her perspective. So instead of most books, which tell you the story from the animal's perspective, as we assume it is, we actually get her actual perspective. During the course of the years that we were together, we adopted other animals, so we also get their stories. And we also see how they interact with each other telepathically. They are always communicating. And so it's very, very fascinating to see what they really think. And it's interesting to see me go through my life, and I've had a fairly unconventional life, so there's a lot of interesting things that happen, but I have my perspective on it. And then you see the animals and how, what they thought about what was happening and how it affected them. And it's very eye-opening. It's entertaining. You know, it's a roller coaster emotionally because it's life, right? Mm-hmm. Good things happen, bad things happen. That's just the course of life. But it's a very enriching story that will enhance anybody's relationship with their animals. I've had many people who've had animals for their whole lives and have said to me, I thought I was the best dog mom ever, and then I read your book and realized mm-hmm. I could do much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's very fascinating that a lot of people, Maria, they don't believe that your animals are actually picking up on your tone, your frequency, your energy, your emotions, those type of things that animals actually pick up on. Even certain words with animals, they can understand. And they know a lot more than what we think they know, and they're affected a lot more than what we believe they are. Is that correct?
That is true. And one of the things that people need to understand is they pick up some of our thoughts. They certainly pick up our feelings. But they don't have the full context of where all of this is coming from. And that's where animal communication really helps. Like, for instance, my one dog had degenerative myelopathy. And that's a disorder that's very common in shepherds. And unfortunately, a lot of other breeds are showing up with it as well. And that's where the myelin sheath that protects the nerves starts to degenerate. And they start to lose feeling in their feet, their hind feet, and it works its way up the legs and up the body. You know, eventually most animals wind up being put down when they can't walk anymore. Mm-hmm. Cody was very confused about why he couldn't feel his back end. It was frustrating for him. Mm-hmm. He was embarrassed by it. Mm-hmm. And so when I was able to explain to him what was happening and what we were doing to try to help, he felt much better about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing when you can communicate with them and help them to understand what's really going on. But I really think we need to be aware if we are pet owners. I think we really need this awareness, Maria, that they understand a lot of things and that they're affected by a lot of things that we would never think they would be affected by.
Yeah.
You know, when we grew up with our parents, they were just animals. And that's what my dad would say. He says, oh, he's just a dog, or she's just a dog. Well, no, they're more than that, but he did not understand that. And I think now that we're becoming more able to communicate more, as time goes on, more and more people are waking up to their communication skills. Mm-hmm. We're able to help animals a lot more. But let's get to the information that you brought to us about doing testing for your animals, medical testing. What are you referring to, and why is this important?
Okay, so you know, people will take their animal to the vet when there's something going on. And that's an understandable thing, and it's a good idea to do. And testing can be very informative. However, I have seen many people put their animals through distressing, sometimes painful experiments. I call them experiments, but yeah. Testing mm-hmm. that really there was no positive outcome, right? So why did you do it? So you need to ask yourself a number of questions before you do any testing. Some testing will make a lot of sense, and others, when you really think it through, may not. So one of the things you want to know is, first of all, what are you testing for, right? So if your animal, let's just say you have an older German Shepherd and they start to have issues on their rear end and the vet suspects degenerative myelopathy, sometimes they will suggest an MRI. Now, that's an incredibly expensive procedure, and your dog will have to be put under anesthesia. Mm-hmm. You know, anesthetics, although safer than they used to be, first of all, they're drugs, so there's always that side effect of having drugs in the system, but also they still have some risk, and it's distressing to your dog. Mm-hmm. Animals, when they are put under anesthetics and they come out of it, they really get stressed by the sensation that they can't get up and run away if they want to, right? This feeling in their body that they're all kind of weirded out. So in the case of DM, to do an MRI, if you have plenty of money, if your dog is in excellent shape otherwise, and you're just concerned that there might be something else going on, then certainly you can choose to do that. But the reality is that the test isn't actually conclusive for DM, and there is no intervention that the vet can take that can help with this disorder. So why put your animal through that?
Yeah. Yeah, and we've found over the years that the really good vets, I mean, we always go to a holistic vet, and they understand behaviors because they pay more attention, it seems to me, rather than, you know, going immediately for the big tests like they do with humans, you know. We've always found that nutrition is the most important thing, and we feel that way about humans too, that so many things that we try to correct at a symptom level really handled at a much more base level, which is, you know, good nutrition.
Sure.
And we know that's your background, you know, and your research. So, you know, let's go in that direction, because a lot of people, we rescue older animals also. That's been our thing. And we've found that they've been through all sorts of medications and things like that.
Yeah.
And getting, and basically changing, you know, doing home cooking, et cetera, changed their lives.
Yeah, giving them real nutrition.
Real nutrition, and that made the difference.
That made the difference. So when we come back, we're going to take a quick break here, Maria. When we come back, you mentioned animal communication. I want to bring this into the conversation as it relates to an animal having a test and letting them know what that is all about and giving them a choice. And the reason I'm asking that is because we gave our German Shepherd a choice about having her leg removed when she had cancer of the elbow or leaving it and what the consequences were on both sides, and she did not want the surgery. So let's talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Conscious Talk, the real meal deal.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we are drilling down a little bit into, you know, how we interact with our pets, and especially when they're, something's off, they're not feeling well. And we're here with an expert who's really a nutritional expert as well as an author, you know, had wrote a wonderful story about her dog. It's called A Thousand Lifetimes, the story of a woman and her dog, both sides of the tale. This is Maria Reich, and Maria, you know, we wanted to get to, we were talking about testing and how there's a lot of over-testing.
And I was also mentioning choice, that, you know, we don't give our animals, they have no voice, so they have no choice.
Right.
But can we be a voice for them? Can we, in certain situations, give them a chance to decide what they want? And I gave you an example of our German Shepherd, who we communicated with when she had elbow cancer. And the only thing, we had taken her to a couple of different vets, and the only thing that they could do for her was to remove her leg.
Yeah.
And we sat with her and communicated to find out, is that something she wanted to do? Was she, you know, that might save her, but the chances are it wasn't going to add that much time to her life.
Sure.
But it possibly could, and we gave her that choice, and she did not want the surgery. So we did not do it.
And her wisdom, my friend Carol, who's one of the animal communicators in the book, and the one who who did the overarching communication for the for me to write the story. You know, she has said many, many times that they have a right to make decisions for themselves, mm-hmm. And they have their own wisdom. So everybody mm-hmm. needs what she says is an exit strategy, right? None of
yes.
us stay here forever. We all have to leave at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And that was your dog's apparent exit strategy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so interfering and taking off the leg would have caused her a whole nother trauma, and she probably wouldn't have survived that long anyway.
Right.
And
yeah.
she was
yeah.
on a soul level, she probably knew that. And so didn't want to go through all of that unnecessarily. Now, I've seen many times, especially dogs, cats are not so much into this, but dogs many times will go above and beyond to stay with their people longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
cats pretty much more often have an attitude like, get over yourself, this is what happens.
You know? Yeah, right, yeah, right. Well, we've often said, you know, the animals have two paws on the other side anyway. You know,
yeah.
they're much more aware. And that was kind of that was one of the big lessons with our shepherd. So,
and I brought this up because you're talking about doing all these tests for animals, medical tests, and a lot of times they aren't very pleasant and they are very traumatizing and stressful a lot of times for the animal. Does it behoove the owner to if they can't communicate, to get a good animal communicator, to talk to their animals, to get their input?
That's a good idea. I would definitely do that. But the people can do a couple of things themselves. And if you don't mind, I'd like to list the questions they should ask before
yeah,
they do
please.
That.
Yes.
Okay. So number one, what are you testing for?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what, if anything, would you do with the information gained? Right? Sometimes there is, if the answer is positive or negative, you would do nothing different than you're already doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, how stressful and or risky is the procedure? Number four, is your pet's state of health good enough to be reasonably sure that they can survive the procedure without complications? And number five, can you use naturally supportive measures as a diagnostic tool first?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would that entail when you say a naturally supportive measure? What would that be?
Well, for instance, IBD. IBD is so common nowadays with animals, just like with people. And getting back to your point about nutrition, I tell people all the time, mm-hmm. nutrition is the foundation upon which health rests. When the foundation is rocky, everything else is going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So the digestive tract is one of the first places where we tend to see problems, and so IBD is very common. I can't tell you how many people's dogs are scoped, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And after going through the procedure, essentially what the results almost always are is there's inflammation in there. Well, we
yes.
knew that before you started.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, and I think more people, the rescue dog that we have now was a dog that was given up by a number of people for that very reason, because mm-hmm. when they're incontinent, et cetera,
yeah.
People just can't handle it. They give it up, but they don't realize it's nutrition. You can't give them that, you know, crummy food that you buy at the supermarket.
The
right.
cheap food,
yeah.
yes.
Right,
yes.
And even, you know, really, quite frankly, even kibble in general, which most people feed,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
it's so
mm-hmm.
high in starch, it's so denatured.
Right.
That
yes.
It is not an ideal food by any stretch of the imagination. So
mm-hmm.
so if you use naturally supportive measures, we have a very very good comprehensive IBD, IBS, colitis protocol. Most of the animals get better.
Yes.
So you could do that, and then you can say, okay, well, we had inflammation in the bowel, but everything seems to be working fine now. I guess we've solved the problem. Now,
mm-hmm.
you could go through all of those things and find that, no, you still have various issues. And at that point, you know, a medically diagnostic test may be worthwhile. There may be, you know, there may be a tumor in there. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So first you try the naturally supportive approach. Usually, in fairly short order, you will start to see, you will gain ground, you will see some positive results within weeks, not like months.
Right.
If that doesn't happen, then go get the test.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we had this very issue come up with our cat. She was tinkling a little bit at a time, and I found a couple spots of blood in her urine. And so we took her to our holistic vet, and she had it was a bladder thing. It wasn't a full-blown infection, but they put her on an herb, and I don't remember the herb that we put her on. She put her on this herb, and she said, this should clear it up. It'll take a little longer, but this should solve the problem. And then, of course, we started using our pH ingredient. That's when we actually started using it in her food.
Okay.
And that cleared it up. In a couple of weeks, it was cleared up, and it's never come
back.
Well,
it was actually shorter than that. Yeah, it happened really quick.
She's not had a problem since. And this was apparently a reoccurring problem with her, according to her papers.
Okay, yeah. So, and part of, you know, with cats really need a biologically appropriate whole food diet, preferably raw, much more so even than our dogs do. And most cats don't get that. And you know, chronic urinary tract infections, blocking for male cats, very, very common. Cats should live easily into their 20s, and most of our cats are not making it into their mid-teens, and that's tragic.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know, we've found, we talk about nutrition all of the time for humans, and of course, it's really important for your animals. They're even more sensitive. And what's cool about them is that given what they need, they don't have the mental processes that we do that get in our way beyond that. Or at least that's my understanding.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that they don't have the beliefs and things that will cause them problems. We can change our physiology with our beliefs, and they're not that mental that way, you know, in that negative way.
Mm-hmm. No, and they're much simpler organisms than we are. We don't really realize that. I'm talking about cats and dogs now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Cats and dogs, it takes 60 days to grow a puppy or a kitten, right? It takes 9 months to grow a human. Mm-hmm. From a physiological standpoint, we're far more complex. I find that our companion animals respond faster and heal quicker, probably because of that. It's easier to affect change. And again, yes, you're right. They don't have all of these belief systems that humans have. They also can't decide that although they're eating a good diet, they really want that McDonald's burger, so they're just going to stop through the drive-thru, right?
Yes.
That helps.
Yes. Well, if our listeners have any questions, Maria, for you, or any concerns, your approach is certainly one that we really endorse and support. How can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can, again, the customer service at pethealthandnutritioncenter.com. We have a contact us form on the website, which is pethealthandnutritioncenter.com, and you can go to the contact us, and it's a form, and you can fill it out, and we will, it asks you about diet and vaccine schedules and health disorders and all of that. So you fill all of that out, and we will respond to you with basically things that you may want to change and supplements you might want to consider that might get your dog or cat into a much better place.
Mm-hmm. And if folks, if you're interested in her wonderful book, you know, 1,000 Lifetimes, you can go to 1000lifetimesbook.com to order that, or right off our site. Remember, if you click on their name, it takes you to all their information, and the book name is there. You click on that, it takes you right to amazon.com. It's an easy thing to do. Maria, we want to thank you so much for the work that you're doing with animals, for the book you wrote, and everything that you are, you know, putting out there in the world. Really appreciate it. Folks, we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Breathe deep, smile, and pay it forward. Conscious Talk Radio.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided, meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk Radio. That makes a difference. Want to refer to our website, conscioustalk.net. Also to our Facebook page. We have a couple of things that we're still offering. The Focused Life Force Energy Program is up on our website, conscioustalk.net, and there's a button at the top, and it's for conscious partners. You click on that. You can go to that program, read about it. There's a 15-day free trial. It is so worth it. They're not going to take your credit card. They do not pressure you. And find out about that, read about it, but it's really an amazing program we offer. And also, we're still asking for help with Winnie, the Irish draft horse who has this huge melanoma under her tail. We're still raising money for her. We haven't reached our goal yet. Please, if you can, give. If you if you can have your friends and family know about it, that would be great too. Anything you can give is truly appreciated. And that is up on our Facebook page. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we're here with one of our favorite conscious partners. Mm-hmm. That is Krista Gibson. She's the publisher of New Spirit Journal. And we count on her for a little monthly wisdom. Mm-hmm. Krista, welcome back.
Thank you. So happy to be here. Always good to join you. Always
yeah,
fun.
Well, we got a big one today because God knows it's been stressful. Everybody's been stressed.
Oh, my God. And we don't have enough stress. And now what's going on with Iran and politically, it is such a mess. And I know people are really stressed out, Krista. So how do we handle stress? How do we really handle stress?
Well, I've got a couple of ideas. And the first one I want to say is to limit your consumption of the news. But I want to be careful how I say that, because I know there's people who feel like, well, I'm just going to bury my head in the sand and I'm just going to ignore all of this and it'll all go away. Well, that's not true. It won't go away that way. You can ignore it all you want to and it's still happening. Yeah. But what I believe is we need to stay aware so we can send light, send money, whatever it is, whatever participation we feel is right for us. But we don't have to be listening to it all day long. And we don't have to be constantly refreshing our feeds and those sorts of things, because, you know, the news is going to happen all day long, but you need to live your life too. So number one, be conscious, you know, limit your consumption of the news. If something huge happens during the day, somebody will let you know.
Right.
You'll know about it. The second one goes along with that, which is limit your time on social media. Social media is wonderful, can be wonderful. It can also be so detrimental, because when you're on there, not only are you exposed to some good things, you're also exposed to people's dramas and pain and difficulties. And although you want to support them, that's a good thing, but you don't want to get so involved in it that it brings your energy down too. So I say go in, check it out, get off. Don't just leave it running in the background, because you need to consciously choose how much is enough for you and when you need to let it go. Because I don't know about you, but you can go on there with the intention of just checking a few things, and the next thing you know, an hour has gone by.
Yes.
Yeah. So decide what you're going to do. Yep. And then stick to it. The other is read inspirational books. You know, have something at hand all the time, whether it's on your phone, your iPad, or a physical book. I mean, there's even little small pocketbooks you can get now. Always have something inspirational and positive that you can check in with that will help you focus on the higher reality. And especially for those of you who work in toxic environments, I don't. I create my own work environment like you guys do. But I can remember working in really toxic environments, and I remember how allowing myself to stay grounded through inspirational information was so important.
So yeah, it's where you hold yourself. That's really important. This reminds me of something that we learned from Jim Self. It was an exercise we started doing, and we continue to do it all the time. And that's like to be a particular positive word, say, all day, you know.
Pick a word and live that word throughout the day.
If you don't have the space to read an inspirational book or even just short inspirational pieces, you know, on your way to work, decide that you're going to be, you know, live a word all day, and that's a great way of doing it.
Exactly. And he has some great words like, you know, confidence and senior, and I forget, happy,
and commanding, and things.
Commanding,
yeah,
that are really powerful words. So I'm glad you brought that up, because absolutely, having something like that running in the background of your consciousness and really living it is so important to help keep that stress down. Because you can't be stressed out if you're focused on being happy or being in ease. You know, they don't go together.
That's right.
Yeah. Those... keeping yourself.
Yes, those opposite frequencies do not meld together, folks. You want to keep that in mind. Well, we're here with Krista Gibson, and today we're talking about just really practical, simple ideas, that tips that will help you move through a stressful day, or living in a stressful environment, or working in a stressful environment will help you a lot. And when we continue after this break, Krista's going to give us some more tips, and one of them is listen to shows like this. Will help you as well, and we'll be back after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk. Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference. Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Alternative Talk 1150. Local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
And welcome back. Oh, my voice. It was like, where did that come from? Hey, if you just tuned in, this is actually Conscious Talk. It's not a mistake. It's just a voice gone wild. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and we are with Krista Gibson. Now, Krista is the publisher of New Spirit Journal, but she is a teacher and has been a teacher in her own right for so many things. So we love tapping her wisdom because she has taught people about business. She's taught spirituality. She's taught crystals. You can find out all the many facets, and that's a pun intended, of Krista by going to KristaGibson.com. And, of course, check out NewSpiritJournal.com. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And today we're discussing with Krista about stress. And during the break, Krista, we were having a conversation about things that, you know, really are wonderful and fun, and certain things that, you know, do bring a little stress into our lives. And of course, what we're really pointing out here is life is precious and life is
right.
Short. And why live it in the middle of chaos when you can do certain things for yourself? And these are simple things that you're offering up to our listeners that we can
totally
really simple. Do to mitigate some of the stress in our lives.
That's absolutely right. And as we went to commercial, one of the things you said was listening to shows like this one, and that's true. You know, the more that you can listen to higher consciousness shows, the more it's going to raise your consciousness. The other
right.
thing is to listen to calming and happy music, you know, and even if you're at work, you know, I always say whoever invented the earbuds and headphones was a saint. Because, you know, you might be in a situation where the other person doesn't want to listen to the music you want to listen to. Well, assuming that you can do that, especially at your own house, you know, put on your earbuds, put on some music that's upbeat. It doesn't necessarily have to be new agey stuff, but it can be. But it can also just be, you know, Dancing Queen, something like that. It just gets your engine going. The other thing is have routines and schedules and stick to them. You know, that's really important right now. You need to have an underlying base from which you operate. Things like have a certain time you get up and go to bed. When do you eat your meals? When do you do your spiritual practices? The reason why is that helps you create a structure and a system for taking care of yourself that your inner self can count on. So your subconscious and those other parts of you know, oh, okay, she's going to be doing this now, and I know I like that. That's going to be fun, or that's going to taste good. Which, what kinds of foods and substances? You know, look at that. What makes you feel good versus what doesn't? What puts more stress on your body? And that's different for different people. Mm-hmm. But really look at the foods and substances that you consume physically as well as mentally, which we've been talking about that. But physically, you know, the things that really nourish you, have more of that and less of the things that don't really nourish you. So take a look at that as well. The other thing is move, especially if you're in the midst of feeling really stressed out. Get up and move around, shake your body, shake your hands, you know, just move around, dance a little bit, take a walk around the block. Anything that gets your body moving can help get that stress out and out of your system. And that can change your mood really quickly. I think we all know that, but do we do it?
Yeah, and that's where we can also, you know, connect with what we were talking to the person we were talking to before. Get a pet. It's nothing more wonderful.
It opens your heart. It really does relieve stress. But also walking in nature, getting out and being with nature, observing nature is something that really is calming for us as well.
Right, right. And almost everybody lives, if you don't have natural things around you, most people are within a short distance to a park or something like that, that is more natural. You know, where you can move around more. The other thing is really be careful about who you choose to spend your time with. You know, choose to spend your time with people who are more positive. Choose not to spend so much time with people who complain or they're always in angst. They're always saying, ain't it awful? You know, not that you don't want to support people who are in pain, but there are people who choose to stay in that pain. You know, it's one thing to say, gosh, I need to blow off some steam here. Something happened and I just need to, I need to get it out. That's one thing. You know, support those people and then help them move on. But choose to spend with people who are trying to live from a higher consciousness, trying to be more positive. And if you have to be around the negative people, have something at hand where you can change the topic if you need to. You know, let them go on a little bit and then say, hey, what about blah, blah, blah? And, you know, change the subject.
I think we ought to keep some duct tape around and let them go on for like a minute and then slap the duct tape on and then move on.
I know. Well, Brenda, for just a peaceful person.
Just kidding.
Well, sometimes, you know, we laugh a lot because
you got to keep it light.
And sometimes it is that sort of funny, dark stuff, like Brenda, you know, that idea of like duct tape. It's just, you know, it breaks the pattern.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And there's so much pretty duct tape these days, you know? It's not just silver time.
That's right.
Maybe we can develop a technique and sell it.
Yeah. But I also like one of the suggestions you had, and that's you have a pocket rock or a pendant or something that you can touch, you know, that you've got. You know, it's not a rabbit's foot, okay?
Right.
We don't like that.
No rabbit's feet, please. Yeah,
no.
I can't believe we did that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, like get rose quartz or amethyst or aquamarine, where they've been tumbled, and have it in your pocket or on a pendant, somewhere where you can easily reach it and just rub it. And, you know, especially if you're starting to feel that stress build up, it is amazing how that will help you get grounded and bring you back to yourself. And not only is it the energy of the stone, it's the fact of you touching it and getting that message to your subconscious. When I do this, time to relax.
Yes.
You know, and your subconscious will get the message. It's like, okay, just everybody calm down. The other is keep happy pictures around you. You know, especially with phones these days, you can have all kinds of pictures on your phone, or you can have them on your desk. You know, the pictures of your dog being goofy or of your partner, you know, doing something funny. You know, pictures that will make you feel uplifted. It can also be pictures of angels and masters, you know, spiritual kinds of pictures. Mm-hmm. But something that makes you feel good, that when you look at it, you go, that feels good. That'll help you bring you back into yourself. And then I know everybody's waiting for me to say this, which is meditate.
Yes.
You know, 15, 20 minutes a day meditating makes all the difference. Because
it does.
You can touch back into that space during the day. When you meditate in the morning, you know where to find that space.
Yeah. I think that, Krista, the meditation one is so important. When I, if I skip it for any reason, which I haven't for a long, long time, but if I do, my whole day is off a little bit. It's like everything's just off a little bit. And I'm not as grounded. I'm not as calm. I'm not as happy. I let little things upset me more than I would normally. But when I do the meditation, it makes all the difference. So I think that's really a really good one.
Yeah, I think one of the, and this is another major point that you bring up, and that, and we've talked about this many times, we live in a benevolent universe. We're the only ones that don't believe it.
We're the only ones creating the chaos. Creating
that's
the difficulties.
So, you know, establish trust.
Right, and trust the process. You know, this is a process. You know, we're in one, it's called a yuga. We're in a particular time. This is part of our evolution as humanity. And you have to trust that process. And I know it's hard sometimes, but we have to remember that God, the universe, Divine Mother, is in charge and has our back and knows what's going on. And even when it looks like things are disastrous, which I think a lot of us can look out right now and go, oh, my God. You know, are we going to blow the planet up? What's going to happen? And they're not doing climate change and blah, 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 on and on. And then we have to take a deep breath and go, wait a minute, I'm not in charge. God is in charge of this, the universe, whatever words you want to use. There is a process going on here. And I need to trust that, you know, negative though it looks, this process is doing exactly what it needs to be doing. And my job is to play my part in that. And that is to not be stressed out about it.
Right.
But
to not be drug into it.
Efficiency. Yeah,
exactly.
That is the adventure of this life. Well, before we run out of time, I want to just check in. You're always teaching, and you've got a great one going on about giving presentations. So how do people hook up with that?
Well, if they go to my website, KristaGibson.com, there is a place there that mentions that in my class on crystals, and you click on that, and it'll take you to udemy.com, where you can view the classes on your computer, your iPhone, your iPad. Once you buy it, it's a video class, and you own it forever. And I'm also working on putting my Wednesday inspirations into a book, which I'm planning on having that available by the end of June.
Nice.
Very good. Well, Krista, is always such a delight to have you on our show. Love you lots. Thank you for all the great tips. And folks, thank you for tuning in. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-9000. 8855.